Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
Welcome to IndieBirth's series of podcasts here on iTunes, Taking Back Birth. Hi, Marin here today with an amazing guest. I've been having a lot of fun these last couple of months featuring powerful women, and some have been solely focused on birth, like Angela Gallo, which has been recently, and some have not, like Lisa Lister. And today we have another really powerful woman who was doing amazing work both in the birth world and on her own as a mother and entrepreneur. So I'd love to welcome Sarah Bivens to my podcast. Welcome, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much, Marin. It's really an honor, and I'm so excited to be hanging out with you.
Me too. I definitely want you to tell our listeners a little bit about you. But before that, I just wanted to share how Sarah and I got together, because I think they're always fun, social media, online kind of stories, which is how a lot of us connect, right? So it was a couple months ago, I think, that I reposted one of your super cute photos from your Instagram account. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like a side-by-side of you pregnant, very hugely pregnant,
which was That's a beautiful. Great descriptor.
Hey, I get hugely pregnant too, so I'm allowed to say that, right?
Love it.
And side-by-side with a postpartum photo. And it just was so poignant and so beautiful. And, you know, being postpartum myself, of course, not that recently, but, you know, just seeing that and seeing the look on your face and what you said in the post, just really felt connected with you. Didn't even know you had a podcast. So that was like the double surprise. So I let a little bit leak there that you have your own podcast, but feel free to add whatever you'd love. I don't like doing intros for people. I think it's more natural for you to share what you think is important at this moment about you.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, because, I mean, we all have a lot of roles, right? We all wear many hats, but to your point of, you know, things are in flux and are in flow, and so something might be more on your heart or might be more relevant at a point in time. So for me, what's really relevant right now, as you mentioned, I have a podcast, and it relates to pregnancy and birth in that I decided to have a home birth about midway through pregnancy. And my husband and I found that there was a certain lack of empowering information, mainstream information that is, about home birth. And that was a little bit frustrating at first, but then we kind of turned that and saw it as an opportunity. And I mean, we started our own show, basically, not knowing. We had a little bit of background in podcasting. Matthew, my husband, has done two other shows. So he brought that knowledge to the table, and then me being pregnant, I brought that to the table, and we just sat down, hit record, and here we are now 14 months later, and we have the show about home birth and home birth stories. So that's what I do in one avenue. You know, I'm a podcaster and a mamapreneur. I also am a balanced lifestyle coach, and I work with people that I like to describe as IOUs, people who are imbalanced, overstressed, and uninspired with their current life experience. And so I work with people in curing the IOU syndrome.
Yeah, that's amazing. So many, many hats that we wear. Totally
right.
Understand that. Well, I would love to talk a little bit about your podcast, just because, you know, the obvious, I think a lot of listeners, yeah, we've got so much in common. And, you know, even scrolling your list of podcasts was super fun. You guys just hit 100 episodes, I believe, right?
Yes, we did this past week.
That's fantastic. I mean, really, I think a lot of podcasts don't make it that far. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And just scrolling, you know, like we were talking about before we started recording, I listened to one today on sex and pregnancy and was like literally laughing in the car. And yours is the only birth podcast I have ever listened to. I have to tell you that. So,
Wow.
It was,
cool.
Yeah. I was super impressed. So I could talk about a million different things, but I think just it being about home birth and you guys having like the idea and focus to just get out there and do it is so inspiring and amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a truly amazing experience, this podcast. I mean, we kind of joke that it's our other baby because it actually launched, I think, a day or two before Maya, our daughter, was born. So it's been a passion project and a labor of love, and we're so grateful for the opportunity. I mean, we got to share part of our story and our journey, and we still do that. We continue to do that. But a lot of what the show is birth stories of women, families, and then also thought leaders and, you know, powerful figures in the birth world, you know, just riffing on all things empowered birth. And through these conversations, I mean, the knowledge that I, the wisdom that I get and the connection and the juice, you know, that I get from these conversations is just above and beyond anything I would have ever imagined when we started the show. And it has given back to me tenfold. It's just this abundant experience of love and empowered conversation. It's just been truly magical.
Yeah. I mean, I heard that in your voices for sure. And for those listening, Sarah's podcast with her husband is called Doing It at Home. I don't think
yes,
we've said
I mean,
that.
I didn't even mention it.
We'll just go on
and on.
Caught
up in other stuff. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. So yeah, I think one of my favorite parts is that you and your husband are doing it together. And, you know, on my side of the fence, as a midwife working with couples like you, it's so refreshing to hear both sides of the conversation, you know, to feel like you're kind of a fly on the wall hearing how people with their first pregnancy who are planning a home birth, like what they're thinking and what their concerns are and, you know, what's on their heart. I think that's why it's so appealing to people.
I agree. And we've gotten a lot of really great feedback from listeners that Matthew is there and he is in it, you know, in the process, in the experience with all of us. We've gotten a lot of great emails and reach outs from couples who are going through their first either pregnancy or home birth or even not, you know, more seasoned. But just to bring dads and birth partners into the dialogue has been huge. And we've found through, you know, our conversations with the midwifery model of care, I think it provides that opportunity for partners to be more hands-on, to be more in the mix, to ask the questions, go to the appointments. And as a result, I think it supports the decision, whatever it is around birth, whatever it is you choose to do. And everyone just goes in with that much more love and excitement around the experience rather than the, you know, sometimes fear or reticence or not knowing.
Yeah. And I think you'd agree, like the use of this media, meaning podcasts, obviously, it's so revolutionary for stuff like this because, you know, I was listening to this Sex and Pregnancy. And like I said, I was laughing and, but I mean, so much of it was like so beautiful and heartfelt. And I felt like, these are the conversations we kind of want people to have, but yet, you know, for the midwife or the doula or whatever, it's not really something you can often facilitate like as beautifully. So, you know, having kind of like, again, like that ear on the door kind of feeling, listening to that one, at least I really appreciated. And I thought, gosh, all the moms that I work with need to listen to this with their partners and they need to just like laugh and share and, you know, not have anyone else around them if they don't want.
I love
cool
that
resource.
Absolutely. And podcasts, I mean, it's great. You just pop in some earbuds or, you know, connect in the car. It's a great way. You can pause it when you want, you know, podcasting is awesome in that sense. And I think it's, you know what you said, the media of it. I think podcasting is still kind of in this wild, wild west stage where it's, you know, it's still kind of new to some people. And it's a really exciting time to be in podcasting, as I'm sure you can relate.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's a really unique way of getting a message out. And again, I love that your message is appealing to people that may not have made the decision yet. So appealing to a wider audience. And just making it really accessible to them. I mean, that's like an amazing gift. I'm sure you've heard that from many different people, but it really is a great thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a really, really cool thing. And it, you know, it makes you think, right? If everybody that was having a home birth or had a really powerful birth in whatever way was speaking in this way, our world would just change so much faster.
Oh, that resonates on a very deep level. I completely agree with that. I think part of what this show has done, and it's opened my eyes to it, like I said, a lot of the intentions and plans for this show came as it progressed, you know, and snowballed into what it is now. And one of those big things that is right there on my heart with the show is encouraging women to share those stories, and do it boldly and do it unapologetically and with love and all of that great stuff. Because I truly believe through birth and through our education around birth and the community around birth, the world can heal. Mm-hmm. I really, really believe that. And so we need everyone in on the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I totally agree. I mean, those are the things that people probably used to take for granted, you know, mm-hmm. that the community knew what was happening with other people, and women told their birth stories to each other, whether, you know, were people younger or older. And we saw birth. So this is the best right. we can do, you know, things like this now, which is why it's so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. So what has your experience been as far as the podcast goes? Feedback you guys have gotten, or I don't know, things you've learned, like any good things come up for you recently? I'm sure it's been a journey.
It has been. It has been a journey. In our own process of exploring home birth and then making that decision, and then when I parallel that with a lot of the women and families that we've spoken to as they have made the decision, kind of in that deliberation process or when they first make the decision, is just how much misunderstanding there is around home birth.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I kind of had an idea of that going in, but then, you know, these women coming out in droves wanting to share their stories. And the overall, you know, of course, message is empowerment and love and all that great stuff. But then there's these little, you know, like thorns in part, you know, in it that include a lot of just the fear, the judgment from people closest to them who know them, who know their character, who know that they wouldn't do anything blatantly selfish or unsafe or whatever, but yet still that misunderstanding can just create that disconnect. Mm. So that was a big thing for me, was just right off the bat seeing how much misunderstanding that there is. And when I take that and I transmute that energy into being really excited about the show then and feeling more passionate in the purpose of the show. I don't look at that as, you know, a deterrent, because we can't, because otherwise we're not going to move forward. Sure. So that's a big thing. The other has been, I mean, just how beautiful each birth story is. I didn't have far great appreciation for that as I do now, one being a mom and going through birth, but then hearing these stories week after week. Mm. And it's kind of a joke, you know, sometimes people will ask, you know, don't you just kind of get sick and tired of like hearing the same old, you know, oh, I started dilating. Like, no, they're all so different. They're so different. Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge thing as well. And seeing from feedback from listeners and kind of gauging that, we have this spectrum, I would say, of our listenership. And on one hand, you have women who aren't mothers yet, women who are not pregnant, and women who are exploring their options beforehand. And I think that is just so cool. Mm-hmm. I'm so inspired by that. And I just think that if more, through these conversations, if more women are considering this and just thinking about motherhood, thinking about birth before they're there, setting those intentions, I'm so excited for this next wave of mothers and this next, you know, ushering in of motherhood, what it's going to be and look like. So then there's that group. Then there's also the women who are pregnant and who are, you know, in that journey and wanting to hear what birth is like in a real, honest, raw way. And so they come to the show for that. And then there's just these seasoned, beautiful mamas who, you know, describe themselves as hashtag birth junkies, which I just love. Didn't even know that was a term before getting into the show. And just seeing those main groups, you know, I'm sure there's some scattered all throughout and then ones that dip in and out of those. But just seeing the faces of birth, the many faces, personalities, stories of birth has really opened my eyes. So that's been a big thing from doing the show.
Yeah, I can see with the variety of topics too that you guys have that, you know, the demographic is probably pretty wide, which is really cool. I mean, I know for me, that's also a very exciting thing to think that change is being created, you know, through things like this. You know, like you said, younger women even, and I think of girls, you know, there's so many groups of people that we can reach just with a simple story, and that can just, you know, change someone's whole future, which is incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's been the most challenging part? Have you had any, you know, more negative home birth feedback in more of this mainstream circle? Like, how is it feeling out there in the world where we're all the 1% anyway?
Yes. How does it feel? So we personally haven't received any negative feedback. We really haven't. In our own journey, we did a little bit from friends and family who, you know, again, that misunderstanding piece. But then once the show has launched, as it relates to the show, all we receive is just thank yous and ideas and feedback in terms of we'd like to hear more of this or more of that. But there really hasn't been a, you know, what are you doing? You're completely irresponsible for having these sorts of conversations and promoting this sort of life choice. You know, we haven't gotten any of that. And that might be just because those type of people aren't going to listen to the show or aren't going to care to look for it. When we share with people in conversation what we do, you know, in our life, and we share, oh, we have a podcast. Oh, what's it about? You kind of see like the eyes get big, you know, because as we talked about, podcasting is very exciting right now. So I think a lot of people are into podcasts.
Right.
And when we say it's about home birth, there is a, like, you see the wheels turning and you see the, okay, it could be a number of things. It could be, you don't look like what my idea is of a home birth couple or a home birth family. Right. It could be, oh my gosh, you know, weirdos, you know, it could be a number of things that are going on, but I get excited about that because I think here's a person that if they are open and willing, I'm open and willing to, you know, shed some light on what they maybe didn't know 5 minutes ago. And so they can walk away now from this conversation a little bit more open-minded, a little bit more loving as it relates to that choice. But overall, it's just been amazing feedback. And I'm okay with the less than awesome feedback if when it comes or if it's out there and it just hasn't reached us yet. Because, you know, we understand that home birth is not for everyone. And we're not saying it's for everyone. Right. What I feel very strongly about is through having these conversations, it can be presented as a possibility, as an option for women who may not have thought it was. Mm-hmm. And then through this, you know, maybe they still have whatever plan they started out with, but they just have a little bit more understanding, or they have a little bit better idea of what kind of birth they want to experience. Right. Then cool. Then I'm happy with that.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, not being an expert, so to speak, not that I love that word, but I mean, honestly, and I've been saying this for years, like that's where the true power is. It's with the women. It's with the families. It is people like you that make more of a difference, you know, than hearing it from someone that, you know, maybe has something financial to gain or whatever people think, you know, experts have to gain from things like this. But yeah, I just think that's really awesome and refreshing. And you're doing it because you love it. You don't have any other reason for doing it. So,
right.
Yeah, that's amazing. So let's transition into talking about you. I want to hear about you as a woman and a mother and the projects you're creating, because I think they also sound really awesome.
Great.
So yeah, just what are you up to since your daughter's been born besides this podcast? What's going on in your work home life?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's so many tasty elements to it in that, you know, Matthew, my husband and I, we are self-employed. So we live that entrepreneurial life, which I don't think any option you choose is better or worse. You make your reality work for you. You make your choices work for you. And it took us a couple of months to find our flow, to find our balance. Here we are, you know, new parents, me as a new mom, and just figuring out how are we going to schedule our time and like, what is time? Time is a joke.
How old is your daughter now?
She's now 14 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So those first couple of months, it was just a lot of finding our stride, I guess, and figuring out who we were, what we were going to do, and then also be responsible for this new human. just a couple of things. But over time, you know, the new normal sets in, and you know, we found the flow, so to speak. And so over the past year, I was a lifestyle coach before I was pregnant, mm-hmm. and pregnancy and then now motherhood, not to sound cliche, but it just changes everything. Mm-hmm. It changes everything. For physically, your body is never the same. I don't think your mind is ever the same. Your spirit, it's just changed. And from that, I gained such a huge appreciation for women,
yeah.
the power that is the divine feminine, and that whole thing, and how it's really what sets everything in motion. It's really what moves things forward. It's really that center for healing and expansion and expression. So really riding off of that, because I think pregnancy is such this beautiful, magnificent time to really like take full advantage of what it has to offer. One thing I like to say about it is it doesn't give you anything that you didn't already have. I think it just makes it easier to see all of the things within you that you weren't recognizing before, or you weren't, you know, fully expressing before. And so I think like the veil gets lifted in a way when mm-hmm. you are pregnant and then become a mom. And so you're like, oh, wow. You know, it's kind of like coming out of the Matrix or something, like, oh, this is really who I am. I'm really about being this, like I'm a goddess, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I took all of that experience, and it really changed who I was as a coach. And it really changed what I wanted to do as a coach. And in those first couple of months, again, with time management and sleep and all those great things, I found for myself these little moments, these little intentional, conscious choices to do something for myself, to fuel myself, to put on my oxygen mask first before assisting someone else with theirs, and not feeling sorry about that, not feeling guilty about that, but understanding that my tank needs to be full. Otherwise, I'm no good for anyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
And through that process, you know, and talking with other women, just seeing that we're all in this together, that was really comforting and helpful, that, you know, we're all on our own levels and in our own time, of course, grappling with that how do I love on myself? What is that even? What is that? And I know you heard, I heard you, excuse me, in your last episode talking about, you know, self-care and not even really loving that term, but that's what we're working with right now. So yeah. Sure, let's call it that.
Yeah.
But through that process, I kind of identified these little moments as balanced mama moments. Hmm. It's that intentional choice to love on yourself, give back to yourself. And if you make those moments throughout the day, kind of make them your little pillars, that which everything else is, you know, strung along, you add them up, you get consistent with them over time, they make these deposits into your personal emotional bank account. And then you can give more, you can do more, you can be more, you have more energy, you're more joyful in the things that you do day in and day out. And that's what I experienced. And I thought, well, if I'm experiencing this, then I know it's possible for someone else. And so why not share it? And I created this audio experience, this audio series called the Balanced Mama Moments album. Mm-hmm. And it's 21 tracks that just go through all kinds of things that I experienced through motherhood and how to experience and create balance through practice instead of this thing that you think you have to get to, and it's this destination, and once you're there, you've got it. It's ebb and flow. It's daily practice and surrender. And it's the understanding that you will probably get off balance more so than not, but it's how do you get back to it? It's the relationship to the things that are happening to you and around you, not what's happening to you and around you. Mm-hmm. So it's a very long-winded thing to say, you know, that's some of the stuff I've been working on, and I am actually going to be doing my own podcast separate from doing it at home.
Awesome.
I'm really excited about that. It's going to be, you know, centered around balance and motherhood. So kind of an extension and expansion of what inspired the audio album, and just talk about some of those those real things about taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. because I know there's a ton of great resources on how to be a great mom and how to parent better. I am not the expert in that by any means, and I'm not looking to be. Yeah. I'm more interested right now in the conversation of how to take care of myself better, how mm-hmm. other moms can take care of themselves better, and leave, you know, the parenting stuff to the experts. And that's the stuff I Google. That's not the stuff I'm looking to talk about.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I have enough children that I'm no parenting expert, but I've always said that, you know, it's really about what's going on with you, because your kids will reflect it back to you.
Yeah.
So if you're in a really, you know, not balanced state, unfortunately, your children are probably just going to show you that. So it's, I think that's kind of saying the same thing. I did want to ask you though, you know, when you became a mother or when your daughter was born, how did it look for you when you found yourself kind of slipping out of balance? Just because I think women need to hear these like sort of really normal stories of how that begins, because, you know, it can snowball out of your control before you realize it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I agree with you that women need to hear these types of things, mm-hmm. if for nothing else, for that. Oh my gosh, me too. Mm-hmm. Like that moment, that little piece of connection and clarity can feel so great and can make all the difference from feeling like you're a total failure to, totally. Oh, I'm normal, or whatever normal is.
Totally.
You know what?
Totally.
Yeah. So for me, one thing that I can say is when Maya, my daughter, was born, in her actual birth, you know, I was sitting on a birthing stool, and my midwife catches her and brings her up to my chest, and I see her. I know who she is. I've been talking to her for 10 months. I've thought about her before that, but I was just stunned. I felt the way I wrote it in my birth story when I wrote it down, and then we talked about it on the show. Oh my gosh, it can make me cry just thinking about it. I felt like a star that had exploded. And that I had no idea how to collect all the pieces back and to integrate into like a human again. Mm-hmm. Because I think birth took me so out into the ethers that once she came out, was placed on my chest, I didn't know how to come back down. I had no idea what was happening. And I think even though I, you know, total oxytocin rush and love for her, those first couple of days I felt weird. I felt very disconnected. I just didn't know who I was really for a second there. And, you know, once we found our groove with breastfeeding, I think that really helped. And that created that bond and the like being needed and the understanding what my role now was moving forward. That was very helpful. But then over the course of the next few months, and then even still, there are moments of what am I doing? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Did I make the biggest mistake of my life? Did you know, just all of those things pop up and you go down into that deep, dark hole, mm-hmm. and it gets real easier to make up all kinds of other stuff about yourself to just create this story. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to acknowledge that and then move out of it. And by that, I mean, put yourself in places with people, in environments where they're going to support you in you, in who you are, and who the true essence of who you are is, and not, you know, keep you down there in the doldrums. Mm-hmm. And Matthew has been an incredible source of patience and love and all of that. And then I think really another big thing that's helped me personally, and this might sound silly, but I created a personal mission statement for my life a while back, you know, before being pregnant, and it's tweaked and evolved over time. But having something that I've made a stand, I've put my stake in the ground, and I say, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, you know, and then that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Has been really helpful because it's something that I created, you know, I manifested, and it's about what I say I'm about in this life, in this iteration of me, in this iteration of Sarah. And so to have that to look back to has been very helpful in those moments to just remind myself of what I'm up to and what I value and what I'm passionate about. And it just, it can pull me back into feeling like me when we know there are moments where you don't feel like you.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that happens, you know, when you've had a bunch of babies too. I feel like that every time in a way. Like, I know how to come back to me at this point, but there is a very real element of, you know, self-death really with birth, you know?
I get that. Yeah.
And I find that, like, it's so refreshing to hear people talking about it, especially people like you that are younger and having babies now, because even, you know, even having a beautiful birth, and that's pretty much all I see too, these women are still feeling so unprepared for this role of mother. And it's like a really hard thing to prepare someone for.
I agree. I agree with that. And then also something I talked about in the album I put together, because it impacted me a lot, is kind of the feedback you can get unsolicited. Most of it is unsolicited, of course. That nothing's ever going to prepare you, and that, oh, just wait, like that sort of mentality.
Right.
That didn't help me. Right. And so that's not what I want to talk about, whether it's on the Doing It at Home podcast or my upcoming podcast, because I think that kind of sets you up and you start thinking about these things you're inevitably going to fail in that you haven't even entered yet.
Yeah, totally.
So instead, kind of switching that dialogue to a, yes, there's a lot of unexpected. Yes, there's a lot of, you know, surrender that comes with this whole experience. But all you can do is really prepare to be the best you can possibly be, and whoever that's going to evolve into. Because what I've found through some of the judgment that can come in the world of motherhood is that you'll never understand until blank. You'll never get it until you actually have a baby. You'll never get it until you have a toddler. Oh, you really don't know anything until you have a teenager.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. It's like, how am I you're kind of left feeling, you know, it's a no-win scenario. So supporting that woman who feels like she isn't prepared and being like, I get it. Yeah, to an extent, it's very difficult to prepare for because there are all these things that are going to, you know, come up, but it's beautiful and it's magical and it's transcendent and it's transformative. And you're still going to be you. It's going to be hard at times to feel that way, but you're still you. That's been helpful for me.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, we have what we need, just like we do in birth, you know, it's all there.
Yeah.
So feeling the support and, you know, like I'm saying, with the resources that you're working on, I think they're really important for especially young mothers to feel like they're not alone in any of that. So how about a little self-care chat? What kind of things?
Yeah.
What kind of things are you doing or enjoying for yourself? What's feeling good? I'd love to hear them too.
Cool. Yes. So one way that I keep it simple when I, you know, it's really funny when you get pockets and windows of time, you know, the baby goes down for a nap or, you know, there's a sitter or a husband takes the baby and you have like a window of time. Sometimes I feel this complete panic and I just feel paralyzed to not do anything because there's so many things that I want to do with that time that I end up doing nothing.
Right.
So to help me when I can't think of anything to do, but I know I want to be putting something back into myself, I look at balance, the word balance, as an acronym, actually.
Ooh.
And I can't take credit for it. It comes from my coach and mentor who created this amazing platform of health and fitness called the Orde Balance Game. And if you'd like, I'd be happy to share a link to how people could access this information. But balance for me stands for breath, aqua, lengthening, anaerobic, nutrition, cleansing, and energizing. And so what I do is there's actually an app that you can use with this structure to put into place habits that you want to do in each of those areas on a weekly basis. And what's cool about it is you pick it and it's autonomous, but it also has some structure to it, which I think is great because I know me as a mom, and sometimes when I don't have my own brain power, like I want structure, I want something laid out for me, what I can do. And so that's what this is. And examples of that would look like, you know, breath. I make it a point at least once a day to just stop and take 10 deep breaths. I mean, and it makes a huge difference as simple as it is. So that's something. Aqua, I'm making sure I'm drinking a ton of water, enough water, more than enough water, especially in those early days of nursing.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Yeah, lengthening, you know, just do some stretching, some freestyle stretching or a yoga class or a yoga video, something like that. Anaerobic, some sort of exercise. And I mean, it doesn't have to be hours in the gym. That honestly sounds kind of ridiculous and isn't something I'm even interested in. And I actually am a personal trainer as well. I have clients, but I'm not interested in spending hours in the gym.
Oh my gosh, no.
So, you know, doing a couple squats while you brush your teeth or something like that, just ways to incorporate a little bit of, you know, anaerobic exercise. And then nutrition. For me, it's been moving into more of a space of intuitive eating and learning my body and learning, you know, what I need and when I need it.
Right.
But I put habits in there like eating a salad once a day,
right,
or, you know, having a green smoothie, things like that. And cleansing and energizing are probably my favorite because as a mom, I feel like they give the most to me right now where I'm at in my journey. Mm. And cleansing is just about releasing things that maybe don't serve me so well or just aren't some of my healthiest habits. So shutting off phones at a certain time or being off social media or, you know, releasing processed sugar for a couple of days a week, something like that. And then energizing are those things like journaling, meditating, prayer, reading empowering material, listening to empowering podcasts, things like that. And so my self-care regimen of sorts is looking at that balance and seeing what am I doing throughout the week, you know, not putting on the pressure of having to do everything in one day or trying to carve out hours to do certain things, but instead kind of like those balanced mama moments, just picking, you know, little things here and there when you can, and they really add up to create this sustainable way of lifestyle. Really, it's for me, self-care is lifestyle rather than to-dos.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I will remember that. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all of those things are floating around in your head, or at least that's how I feel. So it's, I think I agree with you. The structure is nice because yeah, it is so imperative. I mean, people ask me all the time, and I'm going to ask you too, the same question. They say, how do you do all of these things? And I think, you know, my answer is sort of like your balance. So what do you have to say about that? How do you, you know, get your work done, so to speak?
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, I would, if you have a time for like a one word answer, I would say balance. And then if this person wanted to talk a little bit more, I would say, I don't do it actually. It's a village.
Yeah.
That's been my experience since being pregnant. And I'm so ridiculously blessed and grateful for that. That it's not just me doing it. The way that I'm able to get stuff done, the way that I'm able to work with clients, the way that I'm able to record podcast episodes is through our amazing sitter who comes a few times a week. It's through Matthew, who, you know, he's super involved and has been since the beginning, and he spends a lot more time with Maya than anyone I've ever known personally in my family or extended friends, you know, fathers to spend time with their kids, especially in the beginning. You know, it's him, it's our extended friends and family and community who will come hang out with Maya so we can have a date night, so we can keep our intimacy and connection, you know, where we want it so that the rest of the house can kind of flow from that. So I'm doing it, yes, but it's not me alone, and it never really has been, and I don't plan for it to be just me.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you, and that's how I feel too, obviously. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it without the help that I have, and yeah, I think that's, you know, another cool tidbit to put out there for people that want to receive it, you know, that we don't do these things alone and that it's not about being superwoman. That's not the point.
Right.
And that's that's not like a, it's not really a compliment in some sense. You know what I mean? Like it's diminishing the efforts of people working together to make these things work.
Sure. And I can definitely relate to thinking at times that I need to do everything myself, that there's some sort of metal involved, that there's, you know, but one big, you know, realization I had is I need to be a powerful mother, not a martyr. I know, because if that's who I am, if that's how I show up, that's the example I'm setting for my daughter.
Right.
And I could go into a whole thing about how I felt about having a daughter beforehand. And then once I realized I had a daughter, but now it's this incredible gift and opportunity that I see. And I'm not going to go that route with it. I'm not going to show her what that looks like, because that's not the experience I'm interested in having for myself, nor do I want that for her.
Right. Yeah, we have to start to shift things with the future generations, that's for sure. So I think, you know, taking responsibility in the way that you are and putting awesome passion and work into the world as you are and taking care of yourself, you are really an amazing, amazing mother and an amazing person. And it's been really fun chatting with you. So
thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you for what you do and this network and this culture that you've created and this concept, it's really awesome. And I'm just grateful to you. You know, every powerful woman that I'm able to connect with in this way, I just know that, you know, I'm here because of you, and I'm able to be here and speak the way I do and express my truth because you are. And it's like, we're all playing off each other. So I just think it's awesome.
Yeah. Likewise. I agree. The more the merrier. And I think there's so much overlap in messages, and we need all the powerful voices in the world that we can get. So I'm thrilled about that. One last thing, just share with the listeners where they can reach you, where they can find your balanced mama moments, whatever you want to leave us with.
Absolutely. So the podcast, Doing It at Home, you can find it on iTunes. We also have a website that is DIAHpodcast.com. And then I have a website where you can learn more about the Balanced Mama Moments. That's sarahbivens.com. Or you can check me out on Instagram. I'm pretty active there. And that's at Sarah M as in Marjorie Bivens.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I hope we get to work on some other stuff together soon.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm planning on it.
Awesome. Me too. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to check out the Indie Birth website for new blog posts and podcasts. The Indie Birth Midwifery School is enrolling for another year in July 2018, so you'd want to apply now to get in on that class. It's indiebirthmidwiferyschool.com. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night.